Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
GND on the air on this Thursday. Good morning and welcome in. 106.7 The Fan. We know you've got lots of options. It always means a ton. When you choose us, we got some good guests coming your way. Brendan Dar working his magic as always. Joel Corey wrote a piece yesterday on 10 players in the NFL on contract year, some who are making themselves more money, some who are hurting themselves. He labeled Kirk Cousins as one of the guys making himself more money. Shocker. We will have Joel Corey on to discuss, the former agent, the contracts expert, who's been right on this story from the beginning, at 11 o'clock. 1 o'clock hour, we're going to be busy. We'll help you set your fantasy lineups ahead of Thursday Night Football. Andy Behrens of Yahoo Sports. And our pal, Charles Davis, one of our favorite guests.
The best.
He was on the call of Redskins Seahawks. He will be providing color for Kevin Burkhart and the Fox crew. FedEx Field Sunday, Redskins Vikings. Back-to-back weeks, we get one of my favorite broadcast tandems.
Burkhart is so handsome. He's so smooth. So good play-by-play. And Charles Davis, I don't know if there's a better analyst right now in sports.
Love him.
I really don't. And I know it's because he comes on and he's awesome to us and he's a nice dude and he's always like chummy with us because he's got a great personality and he gets along with everyone.
If it's not him, like, who's your color guy of choice at this point? Because I think Charles Davis is the best, but who else is in the discussion?
I mean, you'd have to consider Gruden, even though I think he's become I actually think he's improved a lot. He's less of a caricature, less of, this is the greatest ever that we've ever seen, man. Nobody's better doing that thing than he does right there. He's actually better than he's giving it analysis. I've never been a Collinsworth guy, even though I think actually it's put my own bias. He's pretty good.
Dar says Tony Romo. I think Romo's good. He's not on Charles Davis's level yet, but he's fun. What I like about Romo, I think the person who said this best was Liz Clark of the Washington Post. She said he's kind of grab your popcorn fun in the same way that a movie reviewer would talk about like a campy movie. I saw Thor yesterday, by the way. Thought it was awesome.
I need to double click on the Greg Paulson review.
I will get to that maybe in the double play today. But I think Tony Romo is more energy and excitement, and he's happy to be here entertaining than he is a great analyst right now.
Yeah, there's still too much. Oh, man. Oh, well, you, man, look at this.
There's too much of those. Everybody loves the predicting of the plays more than I do. I'm fine with it as a couple of times a game
thing.
Yeah,
it's cool.
I don't need it all the time. But I like Romo. I think on a 1 to 10 scale, he's an 8 out of 10, and he's only going to get better. He's done a very good job. Charles Davis, for me, I'm with you. I think he is as good as we've got. He has a lot of jobs. He should have all of them. He should have more of them. Just keep giving people who work really hard and are very good at what they do more opportunities.
Huh. That is an interesting philosophy you got there. I'd like to double-click on that as well. Do you have a newsletter? I'd like to subscribe to it.
I do have a newsletter. I don't, actually. I got into the moment.
It's the Grant Paulson newsletter. It's where we say guys and gals that do good work and are good at their job should get more chances to do things. Huh.
There was a seminar held in the city. I didn't know about this. I don't even know if people like you and I were allowed to go, if this was just for people over at University of Maryland.
I don't think we were.
But on Tuesday night, Bob Costas was part of the Shirley Povich Symposium at the University of Maryland. The symposium was on the future of football in America. And the perspective that both Costas and some of the other folks that were there talking about this gave was pretty grim. The panel included Christine Brennan, who's always insightful and very thoughtful in her analysis. I've worked with her before in town on Game On Channel 9 a couple years ago. Costas himself. Tony Kornheiser, who we at one point in time competed against in this time slot, now does his own podcast, and of course is on Pardon the Interruption, and his former Washington Post sparring partner and still ESPN debater, Michael Wilbon. Costas's commentary on the NFL, though, was the most candid, maybe, or the most opinionated, was certainly the hottest of the takes, and so it's getting all of the clicks. But this seminar was on where football is going. Bob Costas had a couple of cuts that we want to play for you that were staggering from a guy who's one of the most foremost and, I would say, respected opinion givers on all of sports. He says you cannot change this game. He said he wouldn't let his 12 or 13-year-old son play football. Those are not surprising things. We hear people say things like that all the time. But when he started to talk about the cracks in the foundation for football being there, called it a house of cards, said that people are going to start connecting the dots and that football could be gone as a sport in our lifetime. The NFL could completely disappear. Comments like that move the needle. Get to the cut, the first cut on him saying that football hurts the brain, Thumb, of the two. This was Bob Costas. This is at the Shirley Povich Symposium at the University of Maryland on Tuesday night.
Bennett Amalu, who is credited with discovering CTE, and Will Smith portrayed him in the movie Concussion. Bennett Amalu's memoir is just out. Its title is wonderful. The truth has no side. The truth is the truth. Some of the best people I've met in sports have been football people. But the reality is that this game destroys people's brains. And as a not everyone, but a substantial number. It's not a small number. It's a considerable number. It destroys their brains. And with every week, there's another Nick Bonacani, or a story that comes out of the distant or recent past. Or there's a Dave Duerson or a Junior Seau killing themselves in such a way that their brains can be retained and studied. That's the fundamental fact of football. And that, to me, is the biggest story in American sports.
Bob Costas at the University of Maryland on Tuesday night. The reality is this game destroys people's brains. What a powerful quote. Mm. He goes on to mention some of the players who have killed themselves in ways where they asked, please study my brain, which is heartbreaking. And he says that it's not everyone, but it's a considerable number. Here's what's difficult. Whether you agree that football will go away or not, whether you agree about whether or not you should let your kid play football, I'm not sure that we can argue anymore that football doesn't destroy people's brains. I guess the only thing we still don't know, because we don't test non-football players as much for CTE.
Right, that's the baseline.
Do a lot of people who don't play football have ruined brains as well, just based on living as humans?
Yeah, I'm clumsy. I've hit my head on the overhang a bunch of times because I'm 6'3", and it's a low 6-foot overhang. I played soccer. I headed the ball a bunch. Does that do it? We're still in the infant stages of this testing. We didn't know it existed. Because, again, think about the nomenclature as recently as 6, 7, 8 years ago. Oh, he got his bell rung. No, actually, his brain's bruised, and it's a serious life-altering potential thing here that just happened. So there's still so much we don't know. But again, the NFL went from, for years, sounding like big tobacco, testifying in front of Congress, where they're like, no, it's healthy for you. It's really good. We don't see any problems with it. Funding their own studies and kind of the like, to finally, an NFL spokesman, I think it was last year, finally said, yeah, we got a correlation between concussions and the NFL. I mean, that was a major kind of sea change, and people are sort of not really talking about that as much. Everyone's kind of acknowledged that this is a thing.
Yeah.
How direct one-to-one is it? That's what we still don't know. Because, again, as you said, we don't have a baseline test for the rest of the population. Who's walking around potentially with CTE? Is everybody that's had collisions? Anybody that's bumped their head enough times? We don't know. We don't know what we don't know yet.
This symposium went on for 2-some hours.
Yeah.
Right? We could go through and do an entire show on some of the things that came out of this. The second of the two cuts I want to play, though, is when Costas starts talking about the issues of peril that with each sport we thought at different times could derail games.
Actually, this was really salient.
This is very smart because his point is games, whether it's baseball or it's hockey, boxing, whatever it is, they've had these issues to overcome that everyone said could ruin them, but those issues are fixable without changing the game to a point where it's unrecognizable. And he's not sure that in football you can do that. Here's what he said about that.
Baseball had a steroid crisis. I'm not saying that it's over with, but it's substantially tamped down. But you can play baseball without steroids. In theory, although we won't live to see it, you could align academics and athletics and play college sports and have them be a legitimate extension of a university rather than something that is too often a sham. That's possible. You can play hockey without mindless fights. They do in the playoffs. They do in the Olympics. They do in college. There are issues, including, although it's a serious issue, the protests going on now in the NFL. Those issues come and go. The issue that is most substantial, the existential issue, is the nature of football itself. Once the juggernaut of American sports, unquestioned in its popularity.
He goes on to say that to change what is wrong with football makes it no longer football, which is correct. Hockey fights can be taken from the game and you can still go watch and enjoy hockey. In fact, more often than not in an NHL game this season, if you go to Capital One Arena, Tom Wilson's not going to drop the gloves. The Capitals won't get into any kind of a fight. Now, that's not to say that you can't get concussions in hockey being slammed into the boards. It's still a violent physical game. It's, in some ways, football on skates. Boxing, you've got guys punching each other in the face. There are other sports that have problems. But what he is saying is, if you look at the biggest problems that each sport has been faced with overcoming, college football and the scandals and the issues at that level, baseball and steroids, and he kind of goes through them, those are fixable issues. Whether they can get cleaned up or not, the game is not different when you fix that and you rid it of whatever the problem is. In football, this is a violent game. We love it because of the aesthetics of seeing these modern-day gladiators. Whether we want to admit it or not, this is our version of seeing two people thrown into the ring and we're all sitting around screaming in those seats.
Yeah, the nature of the sport. Everything has had trends. Things have gone up and down and undulated. The problems of baseball, the problems of basketball, the problems of hockey such as it is, you can legislate those things. And he's right. They don't change the fundamental port. You're always going to have five linemen, or presumably. You know what I mean? You're going to have tackling. Guys have to go to the ground. They're going to be hits. That's the nature of the sport. Baseball, you've had years where it was all about pitching and defense. You've had years where it was about bunting and moving runners up and stealing bases. Then you had years where it was about hitting the ball 500 feet. We're kind of in one of those now. It really is a good point by him. And I think we are at the start, and the NFL owners realize this, by the way. That's why a parallel story is them going through this contract stuff with Roger Goodell, and there's some panic with all these 32 billionaires. Now, they're starting to figure out, wait a minute, we're not growing at this skyrocketed rate anymore. It's, for the first time, our growth rate has slowed. The sport hasn't taken steps back just yet. People are still watching in the tens of millions. Everybody wants to write football's epitaph right now, this minute. It's an inappropriate time to do that. But they do notice that there's a trend, whether it's multi-screens, millennials watching different things, internet, whatever it happens to be, this is something else that's looming for them, and I think it's actually a decent point. I
mean, forget that Costa says he wouldn't let his kid play football. We've asked you that question. You guys all have your opinions on that. And on record saying that they won't let their son, or a hypothetical son, wouldn't be able to play football. Former President Barack Obama, LeBron James, Troy Aikman, Adrian Peterson, Terry Bradshaw, Drew Brees, Brett Favre, and more. The quote, the cracks in the foundation are there. The whole thing could collapse like a house of cards if people actually begin connecting the dots. Bob Costas on the NFL. Let's take calls from you next at 800-636-1067. If you want to see any of these quotes, we've got a story up on the fandc.com that Brian Tinsman wrote. Bob Costas, football destroys people's brains. 800-636-1067. He says the end could be near for the National Football League. Do you buy that, or do you think this is just sounding the alarm at a time where this is a conversation that's going to be cyclical moving forward? Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.